we're good.
Okay, it's your meeting, so.
I don't know whether it's my meeting. So we're meeting as just an interest group to discuss some issues regarding the wastewater issues for Tri-City and CCSD 1. So I'm Brenda Perry, City Councilor, Westland.
I'm Mayor Dan Holliday, City of Oregon City.
Steve Johnson, City Councilor, Gladstone.
Mark Lee Drake, City Councilor, Happy Valley.
And let's just go down the rows. So.
My name's Pat McMahon, City Council, City of Gladstone.
Kevin Johnson, City Council of Gladstone.
Patrick Mooney, Westland Tidings.
Bob Martin, City Council of Westland.
Rocky Smith, Oregon City Commission.
Neil Reisner, Gladstone City Council.
Carrie Stemple, Gladstone Planning Commission.
Good thing we almost got a quorum here.
We do. It's a good thing we noticed it. So we can have a quorum.
Okay, and we're expecting Karen Powell from Milwaukee, and she's a little behind time, so she'll be here soon. So, who would like to open up the discussion? Regional wastewater meeting tomorrow. I guess my question is for you guys, are you coming?
I'm not going to be attending at the table. I may show up in the audience. Commissioner Smith will be taking my place. The Oregon City Commission felt that they still, at least at this point, see a need to be at the table. I'm not sure. In fact, I know that I don't necessarily agree with that opinion, but I made my appeal and lost, so that's the way it is. Councilor Johnson?
I will not be there. And the Gladstone City Council has discussed this and has not discussed it further. Commissioner Smith, I'm not very happy with the fact that you're going. I think you're letting us down a little bit, but
no, I do
understand.
What the commission says.
Yep. And so do I.
Yep.
She's pinged on her way.
Okay.
So
she'll be here anytime.
Well, obviously I'll be there for Westland.
And I assume Markley will be there.
Yeah. I think Karn can't make it tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
But Diane's gonna chair the meeting.
Yeah.
So I'm not all sure what we're going to discuss or, you know, what topics would you guys like to discuss tonight? Because you're the ones that really have major issues with this, and I'd like to hear what they are.
Well, I think Oregon City's position has not fundamentally changed since I became mayor, and that is that we feel like there is a serious deficit of trust with the county commission. And that they are not listening to what folks are saying, and that we could do a better job running Tri-Cities as the three cities rather than the county. And so fairly certain that we're going to proceed in that fashion. I do believe that there is a place somewhere down the line where we could formulate a new organization that would encompass the five cities rather than Tri-Cities or whatever you would want to call it would become, you know, Oregon City, Gladstone, Westland, Happy Valley, and Milwaukee, and then CCSD 1 would be everything that's unincorporated, like it should be. The county shouldn't be providing urban services. It's not their, you know, they're not good at it. It's not their job. And that would give some control back to Happy Valley and as far as, you know, the county building subdivisions inside your UGB without being inside your city limits. Right. But we believe, and Councillor Johnson can correct me if I'm wrong, we believe that the first step is to regain control of Tri-Cities and make some reasonable decisions about rates and about how we're going to proceed with this alleged solids issue and the other decisions that are getting made. My citizens are very concerned that, you know, the county is going to bond $55 million of money and then it's going to be over before we get any real input as to how that's going on. Looking at the process whereby the regional committee went through this evaluation, it was fairly clear to us that there was never any real intent by the county to look at any other processes other than what they had already put on the table.
What other ones, you said that there's other ones available. What other ones do you know of that should have been evaluated at the same time?
Why don't we come to that next, and I'd like to continue on with what Mayor Holliday said. In the late 70s, the county approached the three cities and unincorporated and asked them to form a service district for wastewater, and it was rejected at the polls. 1980, the county came back and organized the three cities to form a wastewater district, and that did pass at the polls. I think it says a lot about where the three cities were at then, and I think it still does. We didn't want to be responsible for unincorporated Clackamas County. And now we're in a situation where we have purchased our plant. I mean, we don't have any debt. The people of the three cities have paid the bonds off. And Gladstone, as I've said before, I'm sorry to be redundant, but we have all the sewer processing capability we need, period. And this talk about running out is, I think, partially fictitious, and partially so that we can create an emergency or an urgent situation where one doesn't necessarily exist, to force the building of more sewer plant, which Gladstone doesn't need. And so being forced to pay higher rates to build a sewer plant for my friend Markley in Happy Valley or unincorporated folks, that's never what the people of Tri-Cities wanted. The county now considers that plant to be theirs to do with as they see fit because they are the governing body for the sewer plant. I think that's ridiculous. I don't think we should pay more to support people from outside of our service area. I also think that ratepayers can and should govern themselves.
I don't disagree with that, but my concern is this. Gladstone is fine, the rest of you too bad. That concerns me a lot. We have IGAs with a lot of the other areas. We have IGAs with the other cities that we have to honor. We don't have any choices on this. Also, as far as I'm concerned as well, capital improvements are going to be necessary. Whatever you do with the solids capacity, you know there's going to have to be capital investment into the plant, otherwise it'll just dwindle and fail. So you know that Gladstone's not growing. Westland's not growing very much. So we need to look to cities that are doing more growth to put the money in to do these investments. I think it's going to impact our ratepayers more if we are the three of us alone. Plus, I also talked to Dan about I'm not necessarily comfortable with being in it with the three cities, especially after you walked out the meeting. And I would much prefer... No, I would much prefer you stay and fight. But if you are going to get up and go every time something doesn't go your way, it has to be an agreement between the three cities. So I'm very uncomfortable to find myself in a position like that. Now, I could see us going, combining with Milwaukee and Happy Valley and maybe taking over governance. And then bringing in the expansion that we need, but also having it paid for.
But Brenda, when have we worked as just the three cities? I mean, we've got Happy Valley here, Milwaukee is coming. I mean, when have the three of us sat down and had that conversation?
You know what? You two are having a conversation about Tri-City, but Westland has not been included in that. And this is Tri-City, so this doesn't actually add to my comfort level of working, of the three cities working together, because I'm not seeing the three cities working together with us. I don't see you setting up and saying, let's us sit down and let's us work as the three cities. I see Gladstone and Oregon City working together.
Well, on the
let me finish, okay. Please. We tried that. I mean, you and I met several times, and we included Brian Shaw from Oregon City several times, and we tried in various different ways to work together, but West Lynn was always pulling in a very different direction. We could never come to an agreement. We could never come to a consensus of how to move forward as three cities. Ultimately, you guys passed some resolutions that said we agree with the county on all kinds of stuff, including combining the advisory groups. And we, you know, there wasn't a lot to work with.
I think that's a little extreme. We passed one resolution, and I don't think that it truly said that we gave everything over to the county and we weren't going to worry too much.
I don't have that resolution in front of me, but I know it was very involved.
But
and it contained a lot of their force.
On the other hand of that, Brenda, we've also, I'm of the understanding that a lot of what's been happening at the Regional Wastewater Committee has not been going back to the Westland Council, and that there are differing opinions of your different councils about where this thing needs to go.
It has gone back. All my councils are able to see the minutes of this and get copied on it. Certainly the mayor and I have discussed this, and I know you've just had a conversation with Bob Martin, but he's one member of the council. Mm-hmm. It has gone back to our council. I've had several sessions where I've updated them on what's happening.
So I guess my point is that our first responsibilities are to our individual cities ratepayers, first and foremost. And it doesn't make, I cannot see your point of view that the three cities getting together and taking care of Tri-Cities is bad for our ratepayers, or that we couldn't, you know, take care of that job. And then be able to cooperatively work with Happy Valley and Milwaukee on finding some way to move forward that makes sense.
So tell me, Oregon City's growing. Are you going to handle the majority of the cost for capital investment because Oregon City's going to be the one putting pressure? Well, or are you expecting an equal share between the three of us?
You know, that's obviously something that would have to be worked out. But, of course, you know, growth should pay its own way via SDCs.
So Markley, what do you have any input on this?
Well, I think you guys got a really good conversation.
Are you just going to keep your head down and keep your vest on?
Yeah, I'm just kind of like sitting back here. It's you got good conversation, good ideas flowing here.
You know, I understand where you guys are coming from, and you know, I want to do whatever we can do to help Happy Valley. I mean, you guys should own your infrastructure. You're just, you know, at the beck and call of the county at this point.
They also have a $93 million MBA plant sitting in Tri-City, which is, you know, a problem for us. I'm not averse to taking over governance, but timing, who takes it, how we take it, how it works out between the cities is really my only concern because, you know, we have issues with the county too.
Well, the very same IGAs that you're quoting with the county call for that MBR to be shared and useful for CCSD through 2030. Discussions to start on the future of until 2027. I don't see governance change for Tri-Cities changing that. I mean, I don't see that it'll suddenly be, well, you can't use it anymore.
In fact, our legal opinion is that changing the governance structure does not change the basic IGA agreements.
Oh.
So we would still be contractually obligated to fulfill those agreements through the terms of those agreements.
I'm getting Carmen. She's went to the wrong door.
So the...
Prop that open. You won't get back in.
And she went to the front door.
She's at the front door.
She's over at the front door. Let me see if I can literally not wait.
Now she's coming the other way.
Frenzy.
Oh, we got it. And she's bringing a future voter.
A few years.
Yeah.
I'd like to say not in my lifetime, but maybe.
Hello.
Hi there.
Too much more of this and it won't be.
We have two seats, so one for Brady and one for you.
Every time I have to be in me when Paul Sabs, it takes a year off my life.
Watch out, these chairs are on wheels. So.
Oh, it's all right, I'll take them out.
You can put them up here.
Yeah,
he's a little tired of being in that car seat anyway. We had a meeting at 7 that I had to leave a little early, so I'm here.
I love this sticker.
So just for the recording, Councillor Carl Power just arrived.
And Grady.
And Grady.
Yeah. And assistant.
There you go. Yeah. I'm not sure who's assisting who there, but actually, I pretty am.
So I just feel if we're going to go through a governance change, we should just do it properly one time. And if you're thinking maybe later on involving CCSD1, then why not just all of us work together and do it now?
Because primarily it's the three of us. I mean, yes, some sewage from Happy Valley and unincorporated Clackamas County is being diverted to our plant. There's none coming from Milwaukee proper. The pipeline doesn't work that way. I mean, the entire drain field goes to the Kellogg plant out of Milwaukee. So you're really only talking about Happy Valley and unincorporated. And then you have another problem whereby Happy Valley is a contract city and doesn't even own their infrastructure. I mean, we do. So anybody can connect up.
So
the county can continue to use it.
The simplest way, which, you know, I would hope that Westland would consider, is for the three governments to simultaneously withdraw from Tri-Cities and then redo the organization together. And that could be done fairly quickly, fairly painlessly, and we could do that without a whole lot of extraneous other stuff. The more difficult and challenging way, but certainly is under consideration, would be to do an initiative petition inside the district to reclaim governance.
So if the voters approved entering into the district, how would you see leaving? How would you see this?
Well, it would be a simultaneous thing. So we would withdraw, and then literally all three of us at the same meetings would then join up into a new district. And at that point, we would own 98% of the infrastructure, and then there's just a matter of some wrangling over what the numbers are as far as what the assets are.
So that's a voter approved?
No, we could legally do that inside the ORS 451 or whatever it is. We could each of the three cities could pass a resolution to withdraw and then reconstitute at the same meeting. That's the understanding I have.
Do you remember, Kevin?
But reconstitute, what do you mean? Because right now the county owns Tri-City Sewer Plant.
No, they don't. Right now, the citizens of Tri-City own
it. The citizens own it. I get that. There's ownership of the citizens. But the county certainly is running the operations. They're in control. They're the governing body.
And right. They believe they own it.
Okay, just a minute.
Sorry.
Let's assume, right, from their perspective, they own it.
Okay.
So what you're saying is, how is it that you're going to legally take that assets that the county controls, if you will, away from the county? Because, and also what you're trying to do is, I guess you're going to dissolve the Tri-Cities district?
Well, if all three cities withdrew, there wouldn't be a district anymore.
From your perspective, but the county would still be in control of the plant.
Well,
because the cities themselves don't have any legal, I guess, and I'm an attorney, but interest in the plan, you're saying the citizens all do, but Oregon City, Gladstone, I mean, like Happy Valley, although we don't have much of anything, we certainly don't own a piece of the plant, the city doesn't, of Happy Valley.
Right.
The residents do.
Right.
But, so, that's what I'm trying to kind of work through here.
Without breaching lawyer-client confidentiality, we've been given a scenario that says that we could do this way, or we could do it via an initiative petition. Obviously, it would be healthier for all three of the cities to get together as the city bodies and do that. One, it's quicker, it's cheaper, and we would be able to organize it in a reasonable fashion. But, you know, an initiative is always a possibility.
I think the cities can put the petition on the ballot. Don't quote me on that. I might be wrong.
So let's just explore this.
And if all three cities were to do that, it would be much easier than going and doing an initiative petition to the public.
Sorry. I agree. Scared
the kid.
Yeah.
I apologize. I agree. This was going to be us.
Oh, it's fine.
Together a little bit more informally like we have in the past.
Yeah. No,
yeah, well, it was supposed to be.
So anyway, given all that, though, we still have resources that CCSD 1 has purchased within the Tri-Cities plan.
Right.
Okay. So what are you doing with those assets?
Well, that's something that would have to get worked out between the lawyers. I mean, you know, the laboratory is a commingled asset, I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the county hasn't done a very good job of keeping bright, clear lines about who owns what, because they look at it as if it's already merged.
Okay.
So let's explore this. So supposing, what will we do for bylaws? Who would run this? How do you envision this being run between the three cities?
Well, I think that if the city councils of the three cities come to some agreement along with assistance from their attorneys, you're a long ways into that process.
But you wouldn't involve us in that process.
No.
Not to start with, because we already have IGAs in place with CCSD 1.
Right. They would still be there. They wouldn't just go away. They wouldn't evaporate. If they did, what would happen, Markley? You'd sue the district, wouldn't you? I mean, that would be the relief. So why go there? It's just as easy as not to honor the IGAs that are in place.
Are the IGAs in place with the county commissioner?
No, they're within place with Tri-City Service District.
So
there's IGAs. Actually, it's not an IGA with Happy Valley.
That's right.
It's an IGA with
CCSD 1.
And Tri-Cities, with the county acting as the governing body of both boards. But
so if you dissolve Tri-City, what happens to that agreement? We're now dropping that agreement because there is no Tri-City.
That is not what our legal advice is. Our legal advice says that because the agreements are specifically between Tri-City and CCSD 1, that even if you were to change the governance structure, that those IGAs would remain in force and effect.
Yep. So you can understand this raises concerns with Happy Valley.
Sure.
And the county.
I don't care about the county.
Yeah, well,
and
okay.
Where Slim?
Well, I mean,
okay.
To me,
I'm sorry.
The county represents the rest of us. I mean, that they're sort of our, you know, de facto arm in the way that they're running all of our sewer.
And they're doing a bang up job.
Well, they're doing far better than they have in the past.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, we all know administrations have trials and tribulations from time to time. No government runs perfectly.
Sure.
All the time.
You know, I mean, I see that you have concerns. I'm not sure why. You know, none of us have any desire to limit, you know, the possibilities for growth in either Happy Valley or Milwaukee. We want to work together as good partners. But at the same time, we feel like there should be a bargain for exchange between Tri-Cities and CCSD1 about these things, about what rates are going to be and about what costs, how costs are going to be allocated. And we have no matter what anybody says right now, the cities of Oregon City, Gladstone, and Westland, and Happy Valley, and Milwaukee have zero say about that stuff.
That's right.
But the bulk of our rate right now, I mean, the reason why our rate is so much higher than yours in your district is because of the membrane bioreactor.
Sure.
Which isn't going to go away.
No, I mean, obviously it's not going to go away.
It's
a very expensive
process. The contract says will still be available. We're not going to turn it off.
Well,
but the entity that formed the contract would be going away under the scenario that you're talking about.
Just be under new management.
No.
Be under management of the ratepayers.
No, it wouldn't be. It would be an entirely new entity. And
that's what you're saying. New entity.
It would be an entirely new organization. But our attorneys are telling me that the agreements would still be in force and effect. But that's what they're telling me. Now, I'm not a lawyer. You are. So maybe
I've gotten exactly the same advice.
I'm not saying that moving a new entity would dissolve them automatically, but, you know, the agreements are predicated between two entities that currently exist. If one ceases to exist, it sort of calls in question, mm-hmm. in my mm-hmm. mind, whether...
Well, it would only cease to exist for the fraction of a second it takes to go to the second vote, which is to form a new district combining Oregon City, Gladstone, and Westland.
But why?
That's not a successor entity. I mean, it's a whole new entity.
You've got different signatories.
So, maybe we need to consult with the attorneys on how to solve it. There's got to be a way to solve it.
Oh, there is a way to
but
solve it.
But that's if Westland's willing to go along with this. And I'm not sure my other counselors are all on board with going along with this right now.
Well, so what Oregon City and Gladstone have done, and we're more than happy to extend, is that we have an agreement in place that allows our attorneys to talk to each other and also allows us to have a joint executive session. And we'd be more than happy to include Westland in that arrangement. If you want to do that, then we can all sit down and talk about
and have all the same information in front of us.
Well, I've talked to our legal side about that, and they're not happy about this arrangement and not sure how this goes. It's all very secret. We're part of Tri-City, and we're feeling very excluded on this. This is, you know, for the other two cities to set something up that I can't see the contract for and that I don't know what's in it, and you're going to have an executive session that I'm not allowed to attend, or anybody from West Lynn, makes us very uncomfortable. And I'll tell you, our, you know, legal advice that we've talked to our attorneys are not happy about this.
Well, the invitation has been extended. I mean,
no, because you formed an agreement, a legal agreement. So how can you, what?
It's easy to add another part.
What are you putting for the reason for the executive session?
What all executive sessions are, consult with attorneys.
But if you...
You have to have specific reasons.
Consult your attorney for litigation or litigation likely to be filed would be, so whereas 192.660 paragraph.
So what litigation? Because you can't just put a label on it and say, because if you're talking about joining together and leaving something and making a new contract, that's not litigation. Litigation is where you're going to sue the county, you're going to sue somebody else. That's just putting a name on something. And I have an issue with executive sessions that are done where they're not appropriate.
We're going on advice of our attorneys.
But if you say that the three cities own the facility and you compromise together the Tri-Cities District and you all meet in executive session, the current bylaws don't provide for you to be able to do that.
Well, we're not meeting as Tri-Cities. We're meeting as, our meeting is going to be a joint executive session between the Gladstone City Council and the Oregon City Commission.
But if you're meeting about the assets and dissolution of the current advisory committee, wouldn't that be a
Tri-Cities?
Function of the Tri-Cities?
Which is Westland as well.
Understand.
So then at that point, we're stuck. We're right back where we started at, and things could get unpredictable at this point.
We don't have to be back there. It's not that we're all in total disagreement here. I've told you, you know, we're not particularly happy with the way the commission is handling things. You know that we voice that. Whatever you say our resolutions are, you know we voice them. We do put a lot of wherefores and therefores in our resolutions.
Very
it's
well.
Just part of the format. But we are not happy with that. We would potentially, I could take it to council, be open to forming it, but really as a bigger group. So we can protect the assets, we can protect the group, and start making our own decisions. But I'm not sure with Tri-City that we just, and certainly not to just dissolve and reform. If it's formed by a vote of the people, I wouldn't be comfortable with having it go without a vote of the people.
I'm not sure you understand all the details, so and we can't share all the details with you here.
I'm still confused about your position. You're acting more like a Metro councillor than you are a Westland City councillor, and I don't understand that. You know. I think first and foremost, my responsibility is to advocate for the citizens of Oregon City and the citizens and Steve for the citizens of Glasgow. And we have a fairly strong mandate, I believe, that we need to have control of our sewer system.
I've taken this to the council, no matter what you've heard. It's gone to the council at least three times. We have discussed this. Before I came to this meeting, I took legal advice, I talked with the city manager, I talked with the mayor. Mm-hmm. I can't talk with more people than that because then it's a quorum and
sure.
I'm not allowed to do that. But I have taken advice. I don't come in here because this is what I feel like doing. I try to represent the city and what the council as a body has wanted to do. So,
and so you understand why Oregon City and Gladstone are cooperating together because we've never been able to get a solid position out of West Lynn.
That's true.
Actually, you have a pretty solid position. We're not happy with going down that road.
Yeah, but you're not happy with the county commission. You're not happy with Tri-Cities. You're not happy with partnering up with Oregon City and Glasgow.
We could definitely work with it with the bigger group.
Yes.
I mean, I could see us doing that.
Yeah, but I think we're going to have to start with a bigger group being the three cities. And once that's in place, then look to the bigger group to possibly include Abbey Valley and Milwaukee.
But see, there's
an objection on the floor.
There's an objection. He's been in meetings all afternoon.
Poor kid.
Oh, I know.
I'm sorry.
Man, this is a lot of crap in this meeting. But anyway. there is kind of a different perspective here, and I think, I mean, what you're trying to do necessarily change the governance is not a bad thing. I mean, we talked about this before.
Right.
But I guess I do really get my arms around why you can't include the other cities.
Do you know where the bathroom is? Oh, you're right. Okay.
That are on board with this as well. Because you have strength in numbers. And so...
Well, I agree with you. We proved that over the gas tax thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, we did. We changed that.
Yes.
We did. So it's kind of unsettling. You say, well, we're going to do something, then somewhere down the road, we'll maybe bring in Happy Valley, Milwaukee, or whatever. It's like, why don't we just all be involved in the discussion from the beginning, and I'll move forward as a group?
And this is what I've been saying.
Because...
And I am not, I personally am not opposed to that, but I haven't had that discussion with my commissioners, so I couldn't agree to moving down that road. As Steve and I have certainly had discussions about what that might look like, the five cities, and then, you know, the county just gets all the unincorporated. I think that could be a discussion point. I don't know how Councilor Johnson feels.
I don't want to pay for your growth.
Well, that's,
I mean, I absolutely do not. And I think it's a lot easier when you've got three cities that are full-service cities that have similar situations to come together and create their own governing body. And then look to the next level out. I think it complicates and makes it way too difficult to deal with those issues, including your growth, without first solving our issues.
But Oregon City's growing.
Sure.
They're growing equally to Happy Valley, if not more.
Yeah, not right now, but we will be soon.
Right, yes. Right. So when you say growth, they're growing. And so you talk about cost of growth, they're going to have cost incurred with their growth. So those issues, like you're saying, these details can be worked out, like you've talked about. We can certainly sit down and work out all those details. And I agree with you, those details need to be worked out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that you have raised, obviously, some legitimate issues about the payment, how these things are paid for.
Right.
And so I don't think that's an issue, but I think we're a lot stronger as five cities than we are not.
I don't think also that we can turn around and say, well, we're fine. Go take your sewage somewhere else.
Yes, we
Steve.
Can. That's what the people of Tri-Cities agreed to in 1980.
But things have changed a lot.
But it didn't change with the vote of the people. The people voted in 1980, and they said.
Well, what they said back then.
Well
there's different perspectives on this. Okay, there is.
Yeah, obviously.
Right. I mean, you bring in this perspective, but I've heard a lot of other people with their perspective. So, but the point is, why can't you bring in the cities? And what's the negative downside? And you keep saying, we want to get our house in order. Why can't we all get our house in order?
Because it's not your plant.
Part of it is.
A very small part.
Well, that's an argument you can make, but it's still part of it. And the future growth of Oregon City, the county, Happy Valley, whoever grows, Gladstone, is predicated on that plant. The Tri-Cities is a regional plant. It always will be.
You're going to make me say something else you've heard me say many times.
Well, stop it.
Just a minute.
Well, it's accurate.
Well, let me finish, okay? Because thriving communities depend upon a thriving economy. Mm-hmm. Those thriving economies demand that the infrastructure is in place. Now, there's a lot of other infrastructure issues out there we could spend all night. But what we're here about is the wastewater infrastructure. We need certainty with that. We need certainty that the plant infrastructure and the capacity is going to be there for all of us, the entire community.
Go ahead.
Gladstone, Oregon City, Westland, all of us. And that has to be there. And so if you say that, or I'm going to put a stop to that, what you're saying is I'm going to put a stop to jobs, I'm going to put a stop to the economy, I'm trying to put a stop to growth.
Nonsense.
Well?
Let me say it, Dan. I've got to say it because I say this all the time. Markley gets angry. But doggone it, if you want certainty, you can build your own sewer plant.
Man, we can't do that. That's not realistic.
It absolutely is real. It's technically realistic. It's financially realistic. There's nothing unrealistic about it.
Well, that may be your perspective, but Steve, it's not realistic.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's not, because we've been down that road. I've talked to DEQ. They're not allowing any more outfalls in the Three Rivers Basin.
You already own an outfall. You own an outfall right at the Willamette River. Those pipelines that are hauling influent right now today could be used to haul effluent right now. Same pipelines.
Yeah. Anyway, you can go down that road if you want, but reality is this is the regional plan. This is where the growth is going to occur.
Well, and that's the county's position.
Yeah.
Well, it's also our position. And so what we want is certainty, and when you say we want to do our own thing, we're not going to include you. That takes that certainty away.
The fatal flaw in your argument, Markley, is that somehow that there aren't two districts here. And that's what, you know, that's what the county's banking on. They're saying, well, this is already regional. It's already, you know, you're already all in it together. So we're just going to make the decisions for you, and you're not going to have any say in it.
But if we take the county out of the equation and we say, okay, yes, we are. We are regional. We are five cities, and we're going to take over governance. We're now in charge of this, and we move the county out of the equation. I think it's healthier for all of us. We can all work together on this, get the answers we need, get the changes we need made, and take charge of this. It doesn't make sense for us to go off on our own.
Yes, it does. Okay. It's where we started.
But it's not, you know, I hate the attitude. We're fine. You guys go out and sort your own problems out.
Yeah.
I'm going to put him in the room.
He's also unhappy about all of this. Let me tell you.
I can tell. I don't think we're going to get his vote ever.
I just see it as a two-step process that, you know, Tri-City needs to be together and have control of the plant and understand, you know, what's going on from a financial standpoint and from a technical standpoint. I don't believe almost anything that the county tells us about what's going on there. We can't sort out the financials. Everything is so mixed up. My finance guy says that, you know, it's almost impossible to figure out where Tri-City stops and CCSD 1 starts and vice versa. And who's paying for what? And are we, you know, that they have this giant West staff, you know, who technically is a contractual agent for Tri-Cities and for CCSD 1. But it's so difficult to see where the money's going, where it's coming from, all those things. I mean, you know.
We don't even know who's using it. I mean, we don't have any way of metering who's using it. We have no idea 100% what is coming in. They say that they know what's coming in at CCSD, but the rest of it is really kind of very nebulous.
What is nebulous?
It means we don't really know. We're not positive. You're talking about dividing between the two districts the financial. In order to do that, you have to know who's using it. And that is not clear. The instrumentation sucks or is non-existent. And there seems to be no interest in changing that.
And the data, Gladstone got the data from Clackamas County and gave it to
an engineering firm,
and they came back and said, we can't make heads or tails of this.
Yep. That's poor governance. That's mismanagement. You should know those things.
Well, I don't agree necessarily that it's mismanagement.
I'm sure you don't.
Because the reason I say that is, and I've been involved with this for a while, they just didn't bother to do that because no one really asked them to do it. Whether they should have been doing it all along, probably yes.
But well, I'm talking about Markley. So that's the very basis of what the problem is. Because if you took this, and if this wasn't a sewer treatment plant, if this was a, let's say they're making, you know, wafers for electronics, all right? Don't you know, don't you suppose that those guys that are running that thing know every, down to the, you know, tiniest bit, every piece, every chemical, every ounce of water, everything that's coming into that process, going through the plant, and everything that's coming out. It's a basic, it's one of those basic things about industrial processes. You have to know what's coming in, you have to know what's going out, you have to know how much power you're using, all of those things. And if they don't have that information, they've been fundamentally mismanaging it since the 80s.
But they do know how much flow goes through there, in total.
They have estimates.
Yeah, but I mean, they do know the flow, they do know the power requirements, they do know those things. The problem they haven't been doing, and I agree with you on this, is they haven't been measuring the flow from Oregon City, Gladstone, separately. And that raises issues, frankly, from Happy Valley's perspective as well. Mm-hmm. We have some problems with that. Because it's kind of, what are we, I won't get into the detail, but kind of where is the responsibility of the county in Happy Valley? If we want to buy the pipe, what does this mean? And so all those things you're trying to work through.
Right.
So I think there are issues out there, but again, all of us together can solve those issues.
Well, I think the bigger problem with especially Happy Valley is how do we come together? How do we bring you into that organization when you don't own any of your infrastructure?
There's nothing to stop Clackamas County from building more and more and more around you, just like they're doing, and hooking up to the pipes that are in your city. Because you don't own those pipes.
Right.
They're not yours.
Right. And we have an issue with that as well. We're working to solve that. Okay? So.
And is the county working cooperatively with you to solve that?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes, they are. I mean, it's really in the details, and it's the amount of staff time that we can devote to it, but it's in process. We do want to take over the retail side of the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And we
have own the pipes.
Own the pipes.
Okay.
Yep. And we're in discussions, but other things have come up, like the disincorporation of Damascus. caused our people to be a little busy right now.
Right, right.
So, but yeah, that is our plan. How far we own that pipe, and there's a bunch of, I won't get into the detail. But yeah.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that Oregon City and Gladstone's position is where it's at. It's really dependent on West Lynn to, work with us to formalize that into a three-way discussion, or there's always the possibility of an initiative to the electors of the Tri-City Service District.
I know you don't like it, Brenda, but that is a path forward. I know you don't like it. But
it's a path forward. It's not necessarily the path forward.
It's not a bad one. I know you disagree with it, but it's not a bad
path
forward.
But, Steve, you're not making me comfortable with this. When the two of you go off and form your own agreements and do this sort of thing.
Let's correct that.
And are trying to
Let's correct that.
Push us down the road. How do we feel like, oh, yeah, we'll go into Tri-City with you too. Trust is there, you guys. I mean, really. You talk about issues of trust with the county commissioners. How do I feel about issues of trust with you two when you form your own private agreements, have your own little private executive sessions, and exclude us?
Brenda, we've tried to have discussions with
you. No, you have not. You formed this without discussion with me.
No, we had. Go back again. You and I and Brian Shaw had
many
discussions.
That was like a year ago on this. No, you have formed this agreement recently. Have you not?
You want to talk about
it? Very recently. In fact, we have not yet had a meeting. So.
Right, so you have formed this without letting us know, just informally letting us know. You talk about trust issues, and I'm sorry that really I don't feel trust here when I feel like, now what are you going to do next? You know, if I say, well, okay, now what are you going to do next? And I don't know. Are you going to say, well, we want this, and we're going to go off this, and, you know, too bad for you if you don't agree. You're going to have to put up with it.
For the benefit of our ratepayers in our cities, we had to move forward. And you were not interested. I mean, it was pretty obvious that you were not interested in moving forward on this. And
not
so
on a Tri-City approach.
Well, that's, once again, we're circling back around. We're going to be stuck again.
Okay.
So,
I hesitate to, for you to say that you don't trust me, I take a little bit of offense at that because I've worked with Mayor Axelrod on many issues. Some things we agree on, some things we don't. But we are consistently talking amongst at least the mayors.
You see, that's the difference. You're talking. Did you tell them about this agreement?
No.
There you go, you see. Well, talking and listening are different to doing something on the side with your legal teams and not including us. I will take this to my council, and we will have this discussed. And I will put your options there. You can sit in the council meeting if you want and listen and make sure that it's said fairly. But I will put this forward to them so you can make sure it's not just me, it's Westland.
We're meeting Tuesday night at 5 o'clock. So I don't know if you've got time to pull an agreement together or not, but
we don't.
You probably
we have a
won't
work
make the
session.
First one. There might be a second one.
Oh, we
have
a work session.
Undoubtedly going to be more than one.
Yeah. We have a work session on Monday, but we don't have a full council meeting until September 8th. No.
Right.
So you're...
Oh, yeah, you're still here.
Yes.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. Easy to forget. Happy Valley.
We've never worked together before, you know.
So when you take over, let's assume you do take over Tri-City, so then you assume all the risk as well.
Mm-hmm. We do that, so, don't we?
Well, the districts do, and the county does. They're the governing body, so they have a direct line of risk associated.
Well, no, actually they don't, and they've proven that by taking, you know, the money, the settlement monies for the different debacles that have happened over the last 5 years directly from Tri-Cities, not from, and proportionally from CCSD1. It's not coming out. I mean, the county's people made mistakes that cost the districts money, yet the county's loss prevention folks or their risk management folks didn't pay that out of the county budget. It came out of CCSD and Tri-City's budget for management errors that were from Wes.
And we paid the lion's share, which I'm still not
unhappy about.
I agree with that was not, but I'm just saying, if you do take over, then you assume the risk.
Well, we already have the risk now. I mean, we have the ratepayers.
Well, the cities don't.
Well, we and the cities wouldn't necessarily have it then. You know, if you formed a district that was, and I use South Fork as an example because it's worked for 100 years. That originally South Fork was Gladstone, Oregon City, and Westland, and then at some point Gladstone pulled out for whatever the reason was. And so it's Westland and Oregon City. We have an equal number of people on the board. So there's 3 members from Westland, 3 members from Oregon City. And you can't do anything legislatively without at least one vote from the other city. So there's no way that, you know, Oregon City can ride herd over Westland or vice versa. So we could do the same kind of thing with Gladstone, Oregon City, and Westland as far as governing is concerned. And that organization would be the owner of the plant and the infrastructure. In the case of South Fork, Oregon City handles the financial and HR stuff for South Fork because it's just that's the way it's been for a long time. And we get paid. I assume that South Fork, in fact, I know South Fork pays the city, you know, the cost for the time to do that administrative work. And, you know, it would be the same thing with the Tri-City plan.
So you're talking about forming a separate entity.
It would be its own, still be its own service district. It would have its own government.
Yeah, it would be
forming another service district.
It would be not necessarily a service district, but another entity.
Another entity, so not necessarily a service district.
Right.
4 or 5 wouldn't be under.
But the people who would be governing it would be ratepayers from within the district. I mean, they'd be answerable to the people.
Either.
The ratepayers are paying it today.
Yes, but we aren't represented.
There isn't a single person on the board who's inside the Tri-City Service District.
It's true.
Well, right.
That's right now. I mean, that could change in the future.
Yeah.
Well, it could, but...
If you had made it through me, that would have changed.
I wasn't trying. That's not the point.
But, I mean, that's not a static situation.
Well, no, I know, but...
There's no planning commission that lives within CCSD number one.
I know, and fundamentally, from a representative republic standpoint, that's fundamentally wrong. Those people should be the people who are managing or politically managing Tri-Cities should live in the district where they are going to raise the rates.
I'm not opposed to forming a separate entity that we're all involved in, as I've stated before. The issue I have is you form in a district, and then what is the uncertainty to Happy Valley, the county, to everybody else? And that is concerning.
I guess I can understand why you might have some concerns. It doesn't really make any sense to me because we have all the agreements in place. I think we've shown that, you know, we're reasonable people willing to sit down and talk and have reasonable discussions. But we've been doing this for over a year and a half and haven't seen, you know, not a single budge from the county.
Well, what have we talked about, we got sidetracked on the Omni processor, what we're going to do for the biosolids handling, okay? And why I say not sidetracked, that was our major focus. We have not been talking about the governance at the regional wastewater meeting.
Well, it's because early on, the regional wastewater group said, we're not going to talk about governance.
Well, when we tried to talk about governance, it would dissolve into, you know, name-calling and accusations. So in order to make the decision that we got together to make in the first place, we sort of, I thought, decided to table the governance discussion until we could at least figure out how to manage for...
And I was willing to do that as long as I felt like the county and county staff was being honest and reasonable in evaluating other kinds of systems. But it became very apparent to me very early on in the Omni processor that was not the case.
Yeah, but really, Dan, I think that's a little unfair. And the reason I say that is the Omni processor, I think, is innovative. But the fact of the matter is they don't have a permit, and the likelihood of them getting a permit over the next 3 to 4 years is not likely.
That is not what I'm hearing from EPA.
Okay. So, I mean, that's the reason I think the rest of the city said no to the Omni processor, because they don't have a permit. They don't have one today, and they're not likely to get one.
And it's not proven technology.
I'm not going to have
the Omni processor fight again. My point is that it was clear early on that they were merely patting us on the head and saying, okay, we'll go up and look at your little toy, but we're not really considering it. They didn't do a risk-benefit analysis. They didn't do any kind of a real cost-benefit analysis. I mean, we're talking about stuff that, you know, $10 million versus $55 million. I think that's something you ought to look at.
Well,
12, and we don't know whether we're buying two. So 55 only if we buy two. So let's get it.
Yeah, let's not get hung up on the Omni process.
Yeah.
But I think that it would have been helpful to know back in November, December, when you guys came forward with this, that this was the technology you were going to go with or not at all.
So let me put some words in here. I'm having trouble getting a word in edgewise, which is unusual.
Such a wallflower.
Let me see if I can characterize this in a way you haven't maybe thought of. First of all, the Omni processor, I believe, is solid technology. I believe it would solve the problems. I believe that it's exactly what is required. Put that aside for a minute, and the Omni processor had a dual purpose, not just technology, not just solids handling. It was a test of Clackamas County into whether they would take alternative technology in the Regional Wastewater Capacity Advisory Committee, if they would take it seriously. And they never did. They worked as hard as they could to talk it down, to destroy it, to make it look bad. They did everything they could to do that. And that meeting where Mr. Janicki showed up was very evident. They had all of that planned. They had the Doctors Without Borders, and they had a professor from DEQ who was, or wherever he came from, who was unprepared and still wanted to attack the technology. That whole thing told me that county was never serious at looking at alternative technologies. They've made up their mind a long time ago. It's going to be anaerobic digesters. That's it. So they failed the test.
Did they know they were being tested?
No, probably not. But I mean, Regional Wastewater Capacity Advisory Committee. If you're not there to talk about alternatives, what are you there for?
Well, we did.
Rubber stamp.
We talked about alternatives for months.
It didn't matter. I mean, they had already made up their mind. It was clear even when they went through all of their technical reports that their direction was pre-chosen, and it was ultimately going to end up being anaerobic digesters.
Steve, let me ask you.
So.
Okay, so let me ask you. When we looked into that, all the evidence that, never mind what the county put together, and I agree with you that I think a lot of it was a setup. You look at all that stuff. Was that what the cities actually voted on? Did they take any notice of that in the vote? Because I know I didn't.
In what vote?
In the vote, whether or not it was a suitable technology. They looked at the same things, whether or not we could
seriously.
Get...
Not seriously.
Whether or not we could get approvals for it, yeah. Because it's not permitted, and whether or not it was a proven technology and that we could rely on it. They haven't even built the one that they
were doing. Well, they didn't talk to the EQ.
This was the reason the cities turned it down, not because of these other testimony or the other stuff. That was never cited by any of the cities that voted against it.
Yeah, my council had no interest in going forward with the Omni processor. And I gave them the whole packet and all the information.
In our city, I'm sorry.
I mean, Steve, to your point, the people we're working with at the county are not politicians, they're professional staff. And you two have repeatedly questioned their professional credentials and their...
I've never once questioned anybody's professional credentials. But when you are a senior staff, you, by your very nature, have to follow what the political leadership says.
Right, but we're not their leadership.
It becomes...
No, I know we're not. That's the point.
Yeah. But they got... I mean, I agree with you. They got defensive, but I can understand why. I mean, they tried to do their best professional job, and it got very heated and at times very personal.
When you get to a level of director of West, that becomes political. I mean, you're getting awfully close to the political. I remember seeing on public access, the county commission, when they were meeting as Tri-City or CCSD number one, Greg Geist and the commissioners giggling about anaerobic digesters. I mean, they would never say another word. It was kind of like it was an inside joke. It was funny to watch. And I've seen that more than once. And I just don't think they ever took anything else seriously. They made up their mind. And so they're using us to rubber stamp their ideas.
I am not being used in any capacity.
Right. We're not used
to
either.
I mean, that's so...
And I don't feel like I'm being used.
I mean, and it's a talking point you guys have used again and again.
And it's right.
And I respect that you maybe disagree with where we landed on it, and mm-hmm. that's fine.
Yeah.
But I did not rubber stamp anything. I firmly believe the Omni processor is not the technology we should go with. And we differ on that, but I'm not a rubber stamper.
And we're back to we, and the word we. I mean, as I said before, who is we? We are part of the Tri-City Service District.
Well, we is the rest of the folks who are on it who voted against it.
Right. And the City of Happy Valley Council voted against it, not because of technology, but simply because they weren't permitted. And the information we have, they were not going to get permitted any time in the next couple of years, 3 years, 4 years.
Well, we didn't hear, you know, we didn't hear word one from an actual EPA person. So we had second and third hand information that maybe this would be that or maybe this would be that, but never once did it an actual person from DEQ or the EPA as far as the state level. We didn't hear from one single person from that agency about what could or couldn't happen.
But we did discuss with the director the fact that it would need to reopen the permit, which would take quite a bit of time.
And the fact that they're redoing the whole air quality standards in their own timeline is 18 months to 2 years.
And we had no idea if that was actually going to interrupt the process. I mean, they were talking about glass plants and the discharge from exhaust stacks and glass plants, which is fundamentally different from anything we were talking about.
No, the Clean Air Oregon's overhauling all air regulations in the state. It's not just glass. It started with glass.
Yeah, but they're very different worlds. I mean, you got all kinds of toxins in a glass plant.
Well, no, an air permit is an air permit, and we're talking about a Title V. I mean, they would have been, I think they triggered a major source review. And we have a very active and litigious community groups who are saying stop all air permitting in the state until this is worked out. So if you guys want to roll the dice and subject, you know, the growth in our area to possible litigation from outside groups.
I don't know. I don't have any idea how us
how the three cities taking over governance of Tri-Cities changes anything as far as...
It changes a lot.
No, it doesn't. The ratepayers start to do it. What we need is some way to assure you that you're still going to have access to the plant and the concept of stranded assets.
What if we buy a membrane bioreactor from our district and we go our separate ways?
That is also a possibility.
Well, I don't think Westland has $93 million to...
it depreciates too, so...
Well, not
a couple years.
Yeah,
I don't think depreciation is in it, so I think $93 million is what we'd have to pay. And I don't want to pay my part of that. Plus, if you want to go Tri-City, right? So suppose we go Tri-City on this. Do we just ignore the solids capacity? Do we say, well, you can't use this anymore because we're okay. Gladstone's got enough solids capacity, so you go take your solids somewhere else because we're not going to put anything in to expand our capacity. Now, we're running in parallel right now, so we have no backup. We're near capacity. So what are you going to do? What technology are you going to bring in? You're going to now say, well, we're now going to go back to Janicki and get the anaerobic.
I think that the new governing body can rediscuss that as ratepayers of the Tri-City District and can discuss it honestly and can discuss it in a way in which they can make a final decision.
And can have a bargain for exchange with CCSD1 on how we operate. Right now, there is no bargain for exchange. It's just the county signing all three things and saying, yeah, this is great for Happy Valley. If it screws Oregon City, that's okay too, or vice versa.
So we have.
Well, so I am remaining uncomfortable about this. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting any more comfortable, and so. I go back to, and I mean, I really don't understand why you just don't bring all the cities in and we go forward together, and that would solve a lot of problems for everybody. But if you're saying we're going to try and do it on our own, just Oregon City and Gladstone, that's going to be problematic for a lot of people.
And again, I don't want to pay for your growth.
You don't want to pay for it, but you'll pay for Oregon City's growth.
Well, we're already part of that organization. Yeah, I agree. I think SDC should pay for growth, including Oregon City's.
So you're also aware of the whole fair housing and all that affordable housing things. They're trying to reduce SDCs. In fact, fair housing folks want to eliminate them or put a moratorium on them. You've heard all that kind of noise.
Right? Yeah, I've heard it. I can't see the nexus.
Well, I'm just saying there's other forces on SDCs.
Right.
Growing cities want to pay for growth through rates. Non-growing cities want to pay for growth through SDCs.
Actually, that's not true. We want to pay for growth through SDCs. I want as much as is practicable for new growth to pay its own way, not only in sewer, but in water and in parks and all the other things that we do. And my commission feels, I think I can safely say, feels the same way.
Well, we all want, I have to say, we all want SDCs. We don't want them to go away. I'm just saying that there are forces out there that are trying to reduce them or do other things to them. The same thing. But yeah, I'm not saying the city of Happy Valley wants to get rid of SDCs. We don't.
So what would the three cities have to do to solve this issue with Happy Valley and presumably Milwaukee?
You are going to have to excuse me for just a minute. I'm going to step out the restroom.
What would we need to do? I mean, I could be missing something. Resolutions can always be overridden. I mean, you can get resolutions from cities, and of course, the next council can override them all.
Right. Make us a partner. Bring us in.
I don't think that's not a first step. I mean, that's not something that I think can happen in the first step. I think we have to organize ourselves. We're already fairly well organized, and then look at that.
Yeah,
so, I mean, that's where we're stuck. I really don't think it's as big of a deal as you do. I guess if I was in your shoes, I might think differently. But
what is the rate impact going to be?
The IGAs are in place, and I don't see any good reason to turn them off.
I think what would happen if we did?
We'd all end up in court. What would the purpose of that be?
The risk of rate impacts is much greater with the county controlling all three sides of the argument.
I respectfully disagree. If some other group controlled it, and said, you want into our plant, we're going to charge you this fee, that fee, host fees, this thing, that thing, the rates could be tremendous.
Well we should talk about a host fee while we're at it, since you know, Oregon City has the impact and Milwaukee is getting paid for the impact that, or whatever the agreement the impact is for Kellogg.
Our ratepayers in the city are paying to put in trees. This is not like we're getting paid.
Which, by the way, I think is a mistake. Because when I was on River Health, when we passed that, we passed that the district, CCSD1, would be paying the host fee. Yeah. I've talked to Greg about this because I think that's a mistake.
Either way, it's like $100,000 a year. So it's not like this is a big money. We're like fixing the park in the area.
Because
it's not a host fee.
I actually agree that host fees actually shouldn't be paid. But
should or shouldn't?
Should.
Right.
I mean, I do. If you got the sewer in your front yard, you should get compensated.
Well, I have a massive new development that's happening, you know, literally right on the other side of the trees from the plant. 250 apartments and over, I don't know, we've got five buildings. It's going to be, you know, a massive project.
There are already odors coming from the plant. I mean, I understand it's probably not to the same level as Kellogg, but I hear comments and occasionally complaints from my people who are literally right across the river from that plant that on certain situations you can smell. Yeah. Now you're going to double the size of that plant, and it's still going to be hard to, twice as hard to manage that. We get complaints about noise, you know, backup alarms and lights and, you know, all kinds of other things, too. You're going to make a bigger industrial footprint very close to residential areas. That river ain't very wide. And now, you know, there's more residential going in around.
You know, that reminds me of the residential that gets built at the end of a runway, and they say, well, nobody told me there were planes going over here. You know, you put residential outside a sewage plant, you might get smells, and it may not be the best place to put residential.
Homes in Gladstone predate the sewer plant by decades.
I'm sure it's only when it winds in a certain direction, because I've never found that plant particularly odorous, and I don't think it has a reputation of being that.
No, but it does. It does. There are odors come off of it, believe me.
Ours is so bad. It used to be so bad.
It's better. It is bad. I used to drive McLaughlin every day, and there were times like, well, roll the windows up. I haven't run into that. I mean, yes, on a rare occasion, I still do pick up someone driving through there, but it's nowhere like it used to be.
It's not great, but the county's moving forward with covering the aeration basins, which should help tremendously.
Yeah, I mean, we're working to try and be the good neighbor, because that's what we need to be. I mean, we need to put money into those plants to get rid of the odors and those kind of things.
Again, so, capital investment.
I'm sorry I was late, but I had another meeting that predated it, and then, you know, he's been fussier than he has been in any previous meeting, of course.
Well, I'd be fussy in this meeting, too.
In fact, Mark Lee is being fussy in this meeting.
So given that it's approaching 8, can you recap for me where you're standing on these issues so I understand and can bring back to my council what your next steps are?
Oregon City and Gladstone, I think I can safely say, are still going down the road for governance change for Tri-Cities. We would like to work together as the three cities to accomplish that. If West Lynn can't find a way to join us in that, then there are other methods to accomplishing that.
We can't wait.
So you intend to go...
Other methods want.
We can't wait. We're going to continue to move forward.
So what would you... I mean, we are equal ownership in that. We're part of Tri-City. So what are you thinking of... telling us to go build our own sewer plant?
No. What we're talking about is doing an initiative petition inside the district to change the governance of Tri-Cities.
Can you do an initiative petition? I'm just asking the question.
We,
in the district, or you have to do it in each city?
No, it's the district.
Okay, so it would be a district initiative
petition. Yes.
And it'd be brought about by citizens within the district?
Can I just ask a tiny question that you guys are not going to like? Do you not see that it's somewhat steamrolling West Lynn, given that they're a third and they'll be overwhelmed by the two-thirds if it passes?
Our every intention, one, is to invite West Lynn to come to the table with us and be able to be part of this discussion. But two, we feel it is so important And there seems to be substantial political division in West Lynn that I don't know that...
Dan, you know, I don't think you can fairly keep saying that. We have a meeting on September 11th. I will take into my council. If you have no confidence that I have the council behind me, then we'll take it to the council. You can sit in and listen to being presented, make sure it's presented, and then...
I'm not suggesting
but
anything...
You have mentioned over and over again about that we have a divisive council. Most of our votes are taken unanimously. We have worked very hard to bring our council together into a unit, and I think we've done a really good job. So keep referring to us as a divisive and divided council. I must have heard that from you for at least 5 times, just in the fairly recently. So if you don't think that I am speaking for West Lynn, which I have taken to West Lynn, I told you I will take it to the council on the 11th. We will have a vote. You will have the result of that vote, and I will take it to them whether they want to go with you two on Tri-City or how they want to proceed with this.
Okay.
So let me try a little different tack. We had to start somewhere, and it did not appear that West Lynn was interested. I mean, you've made some resolutions and some other things that really...
We made one resolution.
My mistake. It's one very long resolution, but you did make a resolution.
And they're always windy, our resolutions.
And regional wastewater as well. It just didn't seem like West Lynn was interested. And we had to start somewhere. I mean, we were stuck, and we needed to move forward. So I want you to be a part of it. But, you know...
I would love for the three cities to be able to have a discussion about this.
I think that breaks the logjam. I know that the people that we're ignoring to our side here aren't going to like it, but I think that breaks the logjam and starts some movement on this process.
And I
even though
it's see
not
why
perfect to Milwaukee and Happy Valley.
I don't see why you can't discuss making it a fire. If we're going to make a new entity, just go forward and bring us together and run it together, and then we have the finances to covering it. I think it's less likely to impact our ratepayers. I think we can take governance, but as a bigger body. So I don't see why you won't even consider that. I don't like this dog in the manger.
I didn't say I wouldn't consider it. In fact, I think I was the guy who first brought it up way back when we were meeting, when we met down in Milwaukee at the little
library.
Yeah.
Our little library outpost.
Yeah.
Or whatever, yeah.
So, you know, I don't necessarily think that's a bad idea. I could still support something like that down the road. The problem I have right now is that with the county commission that we have right now, Oregon City and Gladstone, at least Oregon City, feels like we need to have control over our infrastructure, and sewer is critical infrastructure.
See, I don't disagree, and I don't think West Lynn disagrees. What I'm saying is if we're going to make a change, let's do the whole change all in one go.
I'm almost certain wouldn't have support of my commission to do that. I'd have to take the idea back to him and ask him, but...
What's the downside?
Downside to what?
Doing it all together. All the cities together. What's the downside?
I said before, I don't want to pay for your growth.
No, but we could work that out. Like, you can work out the other details. You're talking about rate zoning. I get that.
We've had enough. It's taken long enough just for Oregon City and Gladstone to come together. And if we could get West Lynn to at least, you know, be a part of it, you know, it's just a lot easier with a smaller group. Maybe that's the wrong way to put it, but you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere, and the three cities, the people of the three cities, voted to form the Tri-Cities District. That seems like a logical place to start.
Yeah.
I disagree.
But can I?
Go ahead.
This is what I do.
Yeah.
As chair of our, so it sounds like you two are ready to take a fork in the road, and you're inviting West Lynn along. But if they're not interested in coming along, you're taking it anyway. And furthermore, you're not interested in bringing other cities along at this time, but maybe, subject to, you know, minds changing later,
I'm not,
you may be able to participate.
I'm not willing to say that.
Okay.
Because I haven't had that discussion with my commission about not about bringing all five of us together.
So if I'm willing to go back to my council and take these options to them, then I think you two should be go back to your councils, commissions, and take the option of, if we don't go with the three, what about the five? Would that work for you?
Okay.
And then
I'm willing to do that.
Come back to the table again.
How long did that take?
Yeah, but are you willing to support it?
Hey, well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. To bring it back for discussion does not mean automatic support. So, I would bring the five-city option back to my council and have that discussion. But I don't know that I would support it. I would have that discussion. I have it honestly. And I would bring up the points that were brought here.
Right.
Can I ask it in person? Because I think it's important to know if you're going to be bringing it back, whether there's any, it has any legs. Would you recommend against it? I mean, you're the person who's been sitting on the committee for the last, 2 years. Your input and recommendations, I'd imagine, carry greater weight than other people.
You're asking me to predispose something that hasn't happened yet.
I'm asking whether you would recommend against it. Whether you'd bring it back just, as a courtesy to us, but also recommend against it.
Right.
I would bring both options, and I would keep an open mind, and I would listen to what my council said.
And same with me. I mean, I've been instructed to do at least one thing this last month that I personally disagree with, but, that's just the, that's the game we play here.
Right.
So I would take that to the city commission and we would have an honest discussion about it. And then I think there would be there are a lot of, the details are details, but I think there are four or five big items that would have to be worked out to some general agreement in order to get, the five cities together and on board.
What are those issues?
I don't even have them in my head right now, but, I think they're, and more likely it would be staff that would bring, they're going to, what about this and what about that and what about the other thing? So there would have to be some of that discussion, but I'm certainly willing to have that discussion with my commission.
I think if we made a decision in that direction, then we would be now moving forward.
We're predisposing.
In a determined manner, because now we're not discussing whether or not we should or back and forth or anything. Now we've got five minds going in the same direction, and we can put the legal and staff and everybody else onto it. How would this work?
Again, you're predisposing that the decision will come back from council.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that if it did,
yeah.
I'm not predisposing. I'm saying if it did,
well,
I
sure.
think then it would move on at a goodly rate.
Well, I don't think there's any question. I mean, we proved the gas tax thing. If we... we either hang together, we hang separately, and
we were successful together.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right.
We were.
May I make a recommendation?
And as we've talked before, the cities have much more in common than not.
Right.
May I make a recommendation before we circle back around and relitigate everything for the sixth or seventh time? Should we declare some victory and move on tonight?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's.
So we have a commitment that everybody's going to take that back to their councilor commission, both
yes. three cities and five cities.
Right.
Yes, I would not call it a victory.
Okay.
I would call it, you guys have articulated a path forward that leaves us behind.
Not if we're talking about the five cities, right? Isn't that part of the compromise we're got going here, Mark Lee?
Right, if you're talking about that.
Well, and that's what we just committed to taking back to all three of our cities.
But I don't know if my city is interested.
And that's why I was saying you have to commit to taking that back to your cities too, because
yes.
maybe
yes.
Happy Valley isn't interested in that.
So to have the discussion whether
it
was an option.
I mean, that's a huge lift.
Why?
On the part of the cities to go ahead and you have to figure out how we basically forming a new governmental entity mm-hmm. to manage existing infrastructure that's managed by somebody else.
I don't see the problem.
Certainly between Happy Valley and Oregon City, we have the technical staff that's capable of dealing with the plan. And we would probably in the process, you would probably hire the great majority of those staffers that are there under a different organization.
And or contracted out, like
just
a lot of other folks do.
Wanted to flag that for you.
My guys have already told me they have the capability to do it.
Well,
capability is different from bandwidth and interest.
Yes. So
I think we're there, yeah. Right? We're going to take this back to all of our individual cities, and we'll have that discussion, and then, you know.
Everybody's reasonably unhappy. It's a perfect compromise.
For timing, I'm not going to be at the next meeting of our city council. I'm going to be in the Big Island of Hawaii.
Oh, I feel bad
so
for you.
So sad, yeah. Yeah.
Working, so, I'm sure.
Yes. Not viewing the sewer plant.
Yeah. Add this to our agenda Tuesday night, because I won't be here on...
12th and 18th.
So I won't be here until the middle of September. So that's
yeah,
the
I
earliest
can.
I could get it back to my council.
And probably the earliest I could get it on the Oregon City Commission is...
I got two nods. I got three nods. Hey, we've got a quorum of the Gladstone City Council here, and they just agreed to add it to our Tuesday meeting, the 30th.
All right, so...
we're in the middle of searching for a new city manager, so a lot of our meetings are currently devoted to executive sessions to discuss that.
Right.
I'll try to get it in on September as early as
I can. I can get it either the 7th or the 19th or
so what about the 21st or the 22nd to meet again? Is it a Wednesday or a Thursday?
Well, then,
and that gives everybody time to have their meetings. If Mark, we can't make it until the middle of September, it gives everybody time to have their meetings and then come back.
You're talking about September?
September 21st or 22nd, unless you think you could make it earlier, Martin.
It would have to be the 22nd. We have an interim renewal and a city commission meeting on Wednesday.
I would prefer the week after. I think the 26th is the LDAC meeting. I have to be to that. That's Monday the 26th, but I would prefer the week after.
I think the week after is the LLC conference.
It is.
Yeah.
The LLC conference goes Thursday through Saturday.
We could do Tuesday the 27th.
Yep,
right?
That will possibly be a second Gladstone Council meeting.
Well,
what about earlier? Markley, what's the earliest that you could make it?
I'm going to be out of town.
You are?
I'm
going
to
be out of town.
2 through 18.
2 through 18.
What about the Tuesday the 20th? Or Wednesday the 21st?
I'm okay with Tuesday, but again, Wednesday, we have city commission meeting.
22nd. It was 20, I think somebody said that originally.
The 20th. Tuesday the 20th.
22, Thursday.
20 or 22?
20, so. Tuesday the 20th.
2022 would be my preference.
Wait a minute.
The 22nd?
Thursday,
the Thursday.
The 22nd would be my
I'm okay
preference.
With the 22nd.
22nd, I'll have a study session at council.
So we're back to Tuesday. What's your hang up with Tuesday, Steve?
Tuesday it is.
20th?
I have a work session and a regular session.
Okay, not Tuesday.
How many meetings?
We meet a lot. We have an extra meeting tomorrow night, so I can't make the regional meeting anyway.
Do you have to meet this study session?
Well,
Monday the 26th. Has anybody looked at that?
LDAC, Library District Advisory.
27?
I think we looked at that.
20, you know, let me back up a step. Can somebody else go to LDAC on the 26th?
Monday
the 26th.
Sure, probably.
Kim said he could.
Yeah. I can do Monday the 26th.
So Monday, I will clear Monday the 26th.
I'm okay with Monday the 26th.
We got it. We got it.
All right.
Monday
all right.
The 26th.
Now, do you want me to host it again, or do you want somebody else to host it?
This is fine with me.
This is a good central location.
Yeah, it's fine.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
About regional tomorrow night?
Yeah.
So it's called Regional Wastewater Treatment Capacity
Advisory Committee, yes.
Yeah. So since the county has already decided what the treatment capacity is going to be and their solution to it, why are they still meeting?
Because we meet for other things.
Yeah, we'll have to work out rates, total costs.
So are they going to change the name?
And they,
no.
And they also haven't decided whether it's one or two or anything. So the discussion continues.
Well, there are still two options on the table.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's digesters and something else.
Dryers.
Yeah.
Dryers and a bunch of stuff.
So are we ready to adjourn the meeting?
Yes.
Yes? All right. Then I am closing the recording.